Hunter Wright Stadium, and Tanner Franklin has begun his warm-up tosses. Tanner Franklin making his first start of the Appalachian League season, as he is a replacement pitcher on this roster for Kingsport. He's a big right-handed hurler. He's 6'5", 250. He is corn-fed and 19 years of age, born in Jefferson City, Tennessee, which is just about an hour and 15 minutes to the southwest here. That is near Knoxville. Franklin attends school at Kennesaw State as part of the Atlantic Sun Conference. He had an 8.18 ERA there, over 13 appearances and two games started. 11 innings, 11 hits, 15 runs, 10 of them were earned. 13 walks, 18 strikeouts, and we expect Tanner Franklin to throw about 50 pitches in this game. His final warm-up toss has just been chucked down to the second base bag by Shea McGahan. And that means that it's time for Aiden Hill to dig into the left-handed batter's box as he pops out of the first base dugout and makes his way toward the left-handed batter's box. Mark D'Amelio, the home plate umpire, will throw on his mask. Somebody will turn off the music at some point, and we'll play baseball. Or maybe they won't. Who knows? Maybe we'll just play baseball with the music. There it goes. Tanner Franklin climbs up on the rubber, points his feet toward the third base dugout, goes into his windup, and brings the first pitch of the game, which is just a little bit low for ball one, 7:01. The first pitch time here from Hunter Wright Stadium, just 1 minute past schedule. Aiden Hill, the leadoff man in this game, 20 for his first 85, 235, 12 runs, 9 RBIs for Hill. 1-0 pitch to him. Big swing and a miss, top of the zone. Good fastball that time by Franklin. We're told that Franklin throws a fastball and a curveball, and that's it. But he can let his fastball eat, 93 to 95 miles an hour on the fastball for Franklin. 1-1 pitch. Top of the zone and a called strike two. His curveball generally sits at about 75 to 79 miles per hour. And his third pitch is a changeup that he's working on. 1-2, that's a fastball that bounces up there. So we don't know if Franklin's going to throw many or any changeups because he's primarily always been a fastball, curveball guy, but he's trying to add that third pitch. I would expect that he's been working on it with Josh Warner, the pitching coach. It's a 2-2 count here on Aiden Hill to start the game. Franklin, wind up. Left leg kick in the 2-2, swing and a miss. Fastball right on by Aiden Hill, who strikes out for the 29th time this season. And he's out number one to start this game.
The shortstop, number nine, Tyler Cerny.
Tyler Cerny is next. What a start to the summer for Cerny. Cerny riding a 12-game on base streak. He's only played in 12 games. First pitch to him is sent out in the air to center field. Kevin Fernandez is there. He backs up and makes the catch to retire Tyler Cerny. Axemen in this game fan out in their home white uniforms, white tops, white pants, orange letters and numerals outlined in blue. It is the orange cap with a blue bill with the axe on the front, and it's Axemen across the chest in orange. Peyton Allen, Kevin Fernandez, Carson Quack, the outfielders from left to right. Danielle Ortiz, Maze White, Mike Mancini, Corbin Shaw from third to first. Shea McGahan, the catcher in this game. Jack Mosh, the batter, three-hole hitter, puts this one in play, out to short. Maze White has that, and he fires across the diamond. A nice play over there by Corbin Shaw, who had to back up toward the first base dugout, and somehow he held his foot on the bag on the opposite side of the bag where you would normally have it. So a nice play there by Corbin Shaw as Jack Mosh is retired 6-3 to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Tanner Franklin to start his Appalachian League season. We go to the bottom of the first, Flyboys none, and the Axemen are coming up next.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym. stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first chance for the Axemen Bats in this game from Hunter Wright Stadium. Howie Boxley here with you, no score. Carson Kwek will lead off the bottom of the first. Carson Kwek tied for the league lead in stolen bases with 16 of them. So he is always a threat if he's on base. Ethan Davis, the hurler in this game for the Greenville Flyboys. Davis is ready to go, and he fires to Kwek. And that one is off the plate to the right-handed batter, Carson, 1-0. Davis 6-0, 180, 20 years of age, 0-1 record so far. 1-0 pitch is sent in the air out to right field. First chance for Joel Dragoo, who camps under it and catches it for out number one. Ethan Davis, a 6.59 ERA over six appearances and a couple of games started. 13 and two-thirds innings pitch, 22 hits. 11 runs, 10 of them earned. He's given up three home runs. That's been an issue for him. Six walks, 16 strikeouts. We'll see what Davis can do in his third start and seventh appearance. Mike Mancini, left-handed batter now. Davis, a right-handed pitcher, fires a changeup that misses just a little bit outside, 1-0. Davis, a five-pitch pitcher, four-seam, two-seam, changeup, curveball, slider. And he pumps over a fastball here that stays a little bit high. Mike Mancini batting over 300, 22 runs, 13 knocked in, four extra base hits for Mancini, the 2-0. Here's a strike. 14 walks and an OPS just below 800 for the left-handed hitting second baseman Mike Mancini, 2-1. Called strike. Davis works from the windup with nobody on in a scoreless game in the bottom of the first. One man out. He points his toes toward the third base dugout. Fans a black glove in front of his face. Left leg kick and brings it. And that ball is foul back in the general direction of me, but it's off just to my left and off one of the concession buildings over here and tumbles back down to the reserve seating. Seats down there with the blue backs. 2-2 pitch to Mancini. This one is poked out of play off to the left. This one is near the Kingsport dugout, which is up the third base side. It's off the netting, ricocheted off the concrete down there. And an Axemen player was out of the dugout to pick that up. Davis works quickly. Gets the sign from Munson, the catcher, and brings another 2-2. And again, out of play off to the left. This one was sent outside of the ballpark this time. Flyboys in there. Road navy blue uniforms, navy blue tops, gray pants, red lettering and numerals outlined in white. Another 2-2. Up and in, three balls and two strikes. Red caps for the red bills and the three-star logo on the front. Greenville across the chest in red, outlined in white. Payoff pitch to Mancini. This one has popped up, in play, shallow left center field. And it's Saborn Campbell, the left fielder, who takes over and catches it for out number two. So a couple of lazy fly balls start the outing for Davis. Campbell is in the outfield and left. Dragoo is in the outfield and right. They're the two men who have the putouts so far in this game. Aiden Hill is sandwiched in between them in center field. Johnny Pilla, Tyler Cerny, Jack Mosh, Nick Barone from third to first on the infield. And Solon Munson does the catching. comes Daniel Ortiz, dangerous man in this lineup. 23 runs, 21 RBIs, 6 home runs. And he can't stop himself as the righty goes around 0-1. Daniel tied for second in home runs with 6 of them. OPS over 1,000, that leads the team. 22 strikeouts, that leads the team, 0-1. This one is sent in the air, out to right field again. Joel Dregu is over to his left, nearing the line, and about 10 steps shy of it, he makes the catch to retire the side. So 3 flyouts here in the first inning, 2 perfect innings for both hurlers. We go to the second, no score between the Axemen and the Flyboys as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Top of the second, game 1 of 2 in this series between the Flyboys and the Axemen as these two teams play their final 2 games of the season against each other and the first 2 here at Hunter Wright Stadium. Scoreless first inning, and we go to the second as Tanner Franklin go back to work. Franklin produced a strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out in his first inning of work, and now he will tangle with Joel Dregu. Joel, 20-game on-base streak. Tied for the league lead in doubles with the only man who has a longer on-base streak than him, which is Jordan Taylor. Taylor has a 21-game on-base streak for the Danville Otterbots. Dregu at 20. Batting .319, 16 runs, 24 knocked in, and Franklin brings it to him. It's a called strike. It's a pretty hot one today in eastern Tennessee. Game time temperature above 85 degrees. A one pitch to Dregu is lifted off and out of play. There are partly blue skies overhead with some wispy whites. There is cloud cover covering up the sun, which means the field is in the shade. Quickly, Franklin ahead, nothing and two on Dregu. And Dregu fouls this one off down the third base line. Stadium lights have been on for about 30 minutes, so throughout the entirety of the game so far. There's 8 of them, 4 in the outfield, 2 down either side. Chance of rain during the game is rather low, expecting a higher chance of showers and storms after the game tonight. Across the region, 0-2 pitch to Dregu. Just misses the inside corner. Winds are pretty light. If anything, they are blowing in at about 5 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. 1-2 pitch to Dregu. This one is spoiled out of play. Have the text line open still on the road. If you want to comment on the broadcast at 828-592-4436. That's how you can text into the broadcast. 1-2 pitch to Dregu. And that one hit him. So just like that, Dregu extends his on-base streak to 21 games. It's the first base runner of the game. And it's a leadoff man aboard here for Greenville in the top of the second. Tanner Franklin, fastball in the mid-90s, curveball in the 70s. We haven't seen very many curveballs so far from Franklin, and we'll see if he pops out a surprise changeup, a pitch that he's been developing. He's from the stretch for the first time now. Has his back right foot on the rubber. points his left black shoe toward the third base dugout, sets it at the letters, and delivers to Nick Barone, who takes down and away ball one. Dragoo and Barone back-to-back. That's a fearsome duo. Barone batting .338. He's scored 17 times and knocked in 17 men. Five doubles and two homers for Barone. 1-0. This one is socked out to short, caught on a line by Maze White, who retires Nick Barone on a line for out number one. That'll bring up Johnny Pilla. Pilla batting .284. 15 runs, 11 knocked in. Five extra base hits, including a triple in last night's game against Burlington. He scored on that play. It was a triple, and then there was a throwing error on the relay. As the second baseman for Burlington threw it into the dugout, so he got a triple and then scored on an E4. First pickoff attempt here of the game as Dragoo's back in with a dive, gets his jersey dirty. It's a dirt infield here at Hunter Wright Stadium. It's grass, of course, in the outfield. And the warning track is gravel here, which is different. First pitch to Pilla, misses down and away to the lefty, 1-0. It's 330 down the right and left field lines, and it's 410 to straightaway center, so you have to tattoo a baseball to get it out over there. The fence runs around Hunter Wright Stadium at about 10 feet high. The batter's eye adds about an additional 10 feet in straightaway center, maybe 20 feet out there. 1-0 pitch to Johnny Pilla, and this one is ripped foul. That's to the left of Akeem Maynard, the Flyboys' first base coach. Dennis Cook, the skipper, and the third base coach. Mostly trees behind Hunter Wright Stadium. Some greenery back there. There is a dog park out beyond the left center field wall and a parking lot out beyond the left field wall where our bus is parked just beyond the left field fence. So hopefully nobody smashes a window in our bus unless it's Greenville. 1-1 pitch to Pilla. And this one is fouled off to the left into the netting. Ball and two strikes. No score. Top of the second. Axemen and the Flyboys. Dragoo over at first base with one man out. He's held on over there by Corbin Shaw. Takes a modest lead. Dangles his right hand down there. Gets in his runner stance. Franklin sets and delivers to Johnny Pilla. And he does deliver, but time was called by Johnny and granted on the home plate umpire Mark D'Amelio before he threw it. So the pitch was low, but it won't count. Still a ball and two strikes. Courtney Clements, the field umpire in this game, stationed behind Franklin. 1-2. This one is hit softly on the ground to third. In between hop and a nice play over there by Danielle Ortiz, who throws out Johnny Pilla for the second out in this inning. Joel Dragoo up to second base. That was a really nice play by Danielle as he came in and got a wicket in between hop, but threw out his left glove hand and snagged it over there as he came in onto the grass. So the first was good as well to get Johnny Pilla out. So see if Austin Bodie can deliver a two-out knock. Bodie batting .179. He's knocked in six men. He does have four extra base hits, including a home run. First pitch from Franklin to Bodie. And that one's fouled straight back. That one was just under me and then tumbled back down. There are marks on the windows here in the press box. And my window is open at the moment, so got to pay attention. Sitting about 100 feet up and 150 feet back from the field of play. 0-1. Called strike on Bodie. Nothing in two. O-2 pitch to Bodie. Outside, it's now a ball and two strikes. Joel Dragoo out at second base. Scoreless game in the top of the second. Dragoo's the first base runner in this game, reached via hit by pitch to start the inning. 1-2 pitch to Bodie. Couple checks of Dragoo, and here it comes. That one misses just a bit outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tell you what, they are not shy with the pipe in here at Hunter Wright Stadium. I mean, it's in between every pitch. We're hearing something. A lot of noise going on here. Artificial. 2-2 to Bodie. Outside, as Austin's worked it full, it's now a 3-2 count. Axman, 15-13 on the season. 8-2 in their last 10. Greenville has lost 4 in a row and has dropped to 4 games under 500. Everybody trying to chase down Johnson City in the West. Payoff pitch to Austin Bodie. Up and away, ball 4. So Austin works the walk, and that'll put 2 on with 2 out for Solon Munson. Solon Munson, left-handed hitting catcher. His dad is a former Major League Baseball player. Munson 8 for his first 38 this summer, 2-11, 6 runs, 3 knocked in. He's hit a double. Franklin sets at the letters, checks on Dragoo, left leg kicking the pitch. This one is grounded softly up the middle. That is fielded by the shortstop White behind the second base bag, and he makes a good play. Couple of good defensive plays on the infield for the Kingsport Axemen in this inning. And Kingsport keeps Greenville off the board. No scores. We go to the bottom of the second, and you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
Bottom of the second inning. Flyboys none, Axemen none from Hunter Wright Stadium. Howie Boxley here with you calling Greenville Flyboys baseball. Ethan Davis back out on the mound after producing 3 flyouts to start the game. Corbin Shaw will lead off here in the second. Cleanup hitter for Kingsport, batting 282 with 12 runs and 16 knocked in. He's a right-hander, just one lefty in this lineup. That's Mike Mancini in the 2-hole. Davis winds up and fires to Shaw. That one's just a bit down and away for ball 1. One-oh pitch from Davis. Here's a called strike. It's two teams, 2-2 against each other on the season. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. Change up that time from Davis and a good one. Moving down and away from the right-handed bat of Shaw. And now Ethan ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. We'll see if he tries to elevate a fastball. He could go back to the changeup. 1-2. He did go back to the changeup and Shaw laid off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. These two teams have split 2 series so far. 2-2. Outside. The Axemen have scored first in every game that these two teams have played in. And they've scored first in the first or second inning in every game so far. So Greenville trying to break that streak tonight. They all pitch to Shaw. Is sent into shallow center field. Aiden Hill will retreat to his right and make the catch for out number one here in the second. Four flyouts in this game to start it for Ethan Davis. If you will recall, these two teams played their last game on the 30th of June. That was a couple weeks ago, or I guess just 1 week ago. And that game ended with some fireworks as Shea McGann, the catcher, takes ball one. Mike Gwynn, the manager for the Axemen, was not happy with the first base dugout, specifically Andy Collins, the pitching coach. And he was furious down there. Shea McGahan takes upstairs now 2-0. I mean, he was yelling at the Greenville Flyboys dugout while his team was batting 2-0. Upstairs 3-0. And so it was kind of hard to tell what was going on. 3-0 pitch. McGahan takes up and away ball four. First base run of the game for Kingsport as Shea coaxes his 14th walk. Bring up Ryan McCarthy, the designated hitter. And that conversation between Gwynn and the first base dugout spilled over into the post game, where the Axemen coaching staff was over. And there were some heated words exchanged between Collins and Gwynn as pickoff now and back in with a dive as McGahan. Bottom of the second, runner on first, one out, no score. Axemen and Flyboys. And apparently there's some bad blood between Collins, the pitching coach, and Gwynn, the manager for Kingsport. First pitch to McCarthy. Downstairs, 1-0. They are both storied high school coaches. Andy Collins has coached at Greenville High School since 2016. He's won a state championship two times, in 2018 and as recently as last season, in 2023. 1-0 pitch to McCarthy. Called strike, 1-1. Mike Gwynn is currently the head coach at Pigeon Forge High School. And he won a state title there in 2013. He's also been at Anderson County High and won over 500 high school games, Mike Gwynn. 1-1 to McCarthy. This one is sprayed out of play down the right field line over toward the Greenville bullpen, which is masked by the grill and smokehouse sign down there. So apparently a lot of their disagreements with each other come from the high school ranks, and that might have spilled over a little bit into the Appalachian League last time, so hopefully no more of that in these final two games between these two. 1-2 to McCarthy. Upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Ryan McCarthy batting .226, seven runs, six knocked in. McCarthy, ETSU, the school for him. He awaits a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Davis made McCarthy expand. Picked up his first strike out of the game. Number 17 on the season. And now a runner on first and two men outs for Peyton Allen. Peyton Allen batting just under .260. 16 runs, 7 knocked in. For Peyton Allen, who goes to Houston. Transferred from Kansas following the 2022 season. First pitch to Allen. This one is grounded up the third baseline. That's a foul ball. That was just wide as Pillow, the third baseman, was over to give it a look. It's a lot of foul territory until you get about halfway down the left field line, and then it kind of shrinks, kind of like Elizabethton. But unlike Elizabethton, where there's literally less than 6 feet of room, there's still room over there. Maybe 20 to 30 feet. A one pitch to Allen. Breaking pitch. Drops in for strike two. There's a lot of foul territory before then, though. I mean, probably 30 yards or so of it. And then down the right field line, it shrinks as well, but not nearly as drastically as it does down the left field line. You still probably have 60 feet or so to work with. 0-2 pitch to Allen and instead to first. Slap tag applied by Barone, but back in safely is McGahan. Couple taps on the plate from Allen as we finally get a little bit of silence in between pitches, which is rather nice. Davis sets at the letters and brings an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Couple of strikeouts ends the second inning here. And we are through two scoreless innings here between the Flyboys and the Axemen as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus, a TV host who wanted to be your neighbor, or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption: inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500. Top of the third inning, Flyboys none, Axemen none. Howie Boxer here with you calling Greenville Flyboys baseball as neither team has a hit to this point. 9-0 hitter Saborn Campbell will lead off here in the third inning. Great game for Campbell last night against the Burlington Sock Puppets. He collected three hits, he scored a run. And what I noticed from Saborn was he just looked a lot more comfortable last night. His takes looked good. So oftentimes when you see a guy start to heat up, you'll see their takes start to look much better. They're not almost swinging, but they're not swinging either. Campbell was doing a great job loading up, but you could tell he was never going to swing at the pitches that were balls. And then he was on time. He hit a couple fastballs for base hits, hit a breaking pitch for a base hit. Flamethrower Tanner Franklin fires a fastball low to him, and he was taking all the way. It was a good take from Campbell, and it's 1-0. Saborn, right-handed batter, attends Stanford. His average is now up to 272. Through about a week of play, 1-0 pitch. And that one's fouled away a little bit late was Campbell on that. Franklin's pitch count up to 28 now, expecting him to throw about 50 or so. 1-1 pitch to Campbell. Looked like the changeup that time. I think Tanner busted it out and missed a little bit low. Two balls and a strike. It was a good take by Campbell. Franklin works quickly and brings a 2-1. Maybe another changeup. This one catches the outside corner, 2-2. Two-two pitch to Campbell. One's down and away. Three balls and two strikes. Top of the order will be next here in the third. Campbell waves a silver bat around and awaits a 3-2. And he takes that one low. So another good at-bat by Campbell. He works a walk. Second walk issued by Franklin. He's also hit a batter. And now Campbell will be on first base. Another leadoff man on. Dragu was stranded out at second in the last inning. Aiden Hill was struck out swinging by Franklin between the first meeting between these two. Right on left here, Campbell leads off first, held on by Shaw. Franklin checks him a couple times out of the side of his eye. And Campbell takes off, good jump, and that one is over the press box, out of play. just to my left there, and Campbell will have to retreat. He had a good jump, so that's a little bit unfortunate for Greenville there. Campbell does not have a steal attempt yet. Takes another decent lead. It's checked on by Franklin. And now gets picked off at, but he's back in easily. That pickoff attempt was dropped by Shaw. Interesting the way Franklin is checking Campbell here. He's setting, and he's just kind of glancing his head down to the left. He's not really moving his head much. He's just kind of peeking out of the corner of his eye. Campbell not running here, and the pitch misses a bit outside the hill. It's 1-1. Pretty good crowd here on a Saturday night. One runner goes again, pitches down and in. That one is dropped by Shea McGahan. So it'll be a stolen base for Saborn Campbell. There's a different look from Franklin there, who looked back to the second base bag before delivering there. He never really looked at Campbell, and as soon as he turned back around to come to the plate, Saborn just took off. There wasn't much he could do then. So a swipe for Campbell, his first of the summer and his first try. And he's in scoring position for Aiden Hill in a scoreless game in the top of the third. Franklin sets at the letters, now checks on Campbell at second and brings it plateward and fires a fastball for strike two. There's some blue and white umbrellas down the left field line. That's a new addition down there where they can do the all-you-can-eat. Added about $120,000 in value to Hunter Wright Stadium. Got the food truck just outside the press box. The seating runs up the right side beyond the dugout. 2-2 pitch to Hill. Aiden checked his swing, and he did not go around. Says field umpire Courtney Clements. That was really close on a pitch that was well up and out of the zone. Hill went about halfway around, but apparently stopped according to Clements. We don't have a great view from up here in the press box. So the seating down the right field line stops pretty much where the infield ends. Had the traditional metal bleachers in most places here. The reserve seating with the blue backs. They all pitch to Hill. This one has popped up. Shallow left field. Over is the shortstop, Maze White. And he makes the catch in front of his left fielder. For out number one here in the third. No advance by Campbell. So they have the new umbrella and sort of the patio seating down there. And they had the all-you-can-eat buffet set up earlier. There's a left-hander tossing in the bullpen for Kingsport down the left field line. Can see that bullpen better. Flyboys bullpen is obscured by a grill and smokehouse sign. Batter now is Tyler Cerny. He's got out to center his first time up, and that one's taken down and away. Campbell takes off for third on the ball in the dirt, and he makes it. Good read there by Saborn Campbell to take third on the wild pitch. It was a nice job by McGahan to keep it close, and he has a cannon. He fired down to third, and Campbell made it ahead just in time. So Cerny now with an RBI chance. Infield is back for Kingsport. 1-0 to Cerny. It's taken high. Some dirt popped off the mitt of McGahan that time after sliding to his right to stop the pitch in the dirt on the one before that. Franklin twirls the ball around in his right hand, around his right thigh. Sets with a black glove at the letters. Kicks his left leg and brings it. Cerny pops this one up. Foul territory. Catcher McGahan is over with his mask on, and he makes the catch. Don't know if I've ever seen that. McGahan never shed his mask. He just went over there and caught it with a mask on. If it works, it works, I guess. Foul out for Tyler Cerny. And now Greenville will need a two-out hit from Jack Mosh to bring home the game's first run. Jack Mosh had an RBI hit last night. Coming Coming into today's game, he was tied at the top of the Appalachian League leaderboard in on-base percentage at .500. His on-base percentage coming in. Grounded out to short his first time up and grounds this one out to third. That's a chance for Ortiz. His throw across is in time. And the Flyboys will strand Saborn Campbell out at third base. We're on to the bottom of the third. No score between the Flyboys and the Axemen. As you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions. Bottom of the third, Flyboys none, Axemen none. Ethan Davis back to work. Two hitless innings for Davis so far. He struck out a couple, and he will tangle with 8-9-1, starting with Mays White right on right here. And Davis pumps over a changeup for strike one. Davis with back-to-back strikeouts to end the second inning. Stranded a runner at first base. 0-1. Down and away. And now 1-1 on White. 11 runs, 12 men knocked in for Mays. 1-1. Upstairs, two balls and a strike. Davis works quickly from the windup, points his feet toward the third base dugout, starts his windup, and delivers to White. That one's sent out of play off behind Mays White, and it's 2-2. White a threat to steal if he can get on. He has 11 stolen bases, 2-2 pitch, and that one is a changeup that darts down and in. Changeup heavy is Davis so far early in his outing. He's gone full to Mays White. Three, two, swing, and a tip into the mid of Munson. It's three straight strikeouts for Davis and one out here in the bottom of the third. So Davis has suddenly found something as he's thrown under 40 pitches to record the first seven outs of the game. Fernandez the batter now. Kevin Fernandez takes something else that wasn't a fastball for strike one. Davis finding a rhythm, hands the glove, starts his left leg into the windup, kicks it, and brings the 0-1. This one is sent out of play. Kevin Fernandez quickly down to his final strike. Saw the Axemen mascot walking around a moment ago. 0-2. This one's fouled away. And surprisingly, the Kingsport mascot is not a lumberjack. And he's not a man with an axe. He's a wolf, which is surprising. 0-2 pitch to Kevin. That one stays high. The reason he's a wolf is because of Day's Mountain, which is nearby here in Kingsport. And up on Day's Mountain, they house wolves. So the more you know. 1-2 pitch to Fernandez. Drops in and just misses for ball two. Two-two pitch. And that one catches Fernandez. That was a breaking pitch. And that will be the second base runner of the game for the Axemen on the hit by pitch. as the lineup turns over and we go back to Carson Quack. Carson Quack flied out to right field to start this game for the Kingsport Bats. Davis picks off now over at Fernandez, who's back in with the dive. No tag applied by Barone. Davis from the stretch again. He toes the third base side of the rubber with his gray New Balance shoes. Sets with his left foot, lowers that glove down to the letters, and picks off again over at Fernandez. It's a closer play, tag applied by Barone, but safe says Courtney Clements. No score, bottom of the third, Flyboys and the Axemen. First pitch from Davis to Quack, and that one misses down and away 1-0. Fernandez leads off first, held on by Barone. One-oh. And that one's fouled away. It's a ball and a strike. One-one pitch to Carson Quack, and instead to first again, and this time he's out. Good move that time from Ethan Davis. Fernandez had wandered too far, and the tag was applied by Barone in time. So first pickoff of the season for Davis. The one-out base runner is erased, and now there's two men out, and no men on for Quack. One-one pitch to Carson, and that one skips up there. Bounds away over toward the Flyboys dugout on the first base side where somebody will hop out and pick it up. Looks like Joyner down there, my roommate, does a great job as the clubhouse manager for Greenville. 2-1 pitch to Quack. This one is sent out of play down the right field line. That one's going to go into the Flyboys bullpen. Look out down there. Not sure how much they can see with the big advertisement sign in the way. Two-two pitch to Quack. This one is chopped on the ground out to Cerny. He's going to have to wait on a big hop. He has a fast runner, and his throw is received by Barone rather well. And that will retire the Kingsport Axemen here in the third inning. So a one-out base runner is erased on a pickoff. Davis faces the minimum here in inning number three and sends this game to the fourth scoreless Flyboys and the Axemen.
Pass it on.
Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Now I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer.
Top of the fourth inning, no score between the Flyboys and the Axemen, 4-5-6. Scheduled for Greenville here in the top of the fourth. They will go back to work against Tanner Franklin. Howie Boxley calling Greenville Flyboys baseball here in the Don Spivey Press Box. Press box named after a man named Don Spivey. And Spivey was the former public address announcer here at Hunter Wright Stadium. And he had a famous line that he would say, which is, I think, especially something that everyone should heed anytime they head out to a baseball park, especially in this day and age. Don Spivey, at the beginning of his public addressing here at Hunter Wright Stadium, would say, "Foul balls can and will conk you, so don't get conked." I'll try not to, Don. Up here in the press box, you can get conked up here too with the window open. First pitch from Franklin to Dragoo. This is sent out in the air to right center field. Fernandez and Queck converge, and it's the right fielder Queck who takes over and catches it for the first out here in the top of the fourth. So don't get conked. It's very solid advice from Don Spivey. Nick Barone will bat next. Right-hander lined out sharply to the shortstop White his first time up. Barone 23 for his first 69. And first pitch to him is grounded out to White in the hole, backhanded by Mays. He loads up and shows off his arm. Some really good defensive plays being made here by the Axemen early on in this game. It's the second nice play made by White. That one was in deep short. He made a play to end the second inning over behind the second base bag. We've seen a really nice scoop on an in-between hop by Daniel Ortiz, the third baseman. So quickly, two outs here in the fourth as Franklin's trying to work through the fourth, and Johnny Pilla takes ball one. Again, the scheduled pinch count for Tanner Franklin was around 50. He's approaching that now as Pilla takes ball two. There is a number of guys in the Axemen bullpen that are available to throw in this game, so they might unload the pen. 2-0 pitch to Pilla. Up and away, 3-0. Pilla way ahead, 3-0. Franklin begins his windup, left leg kick in the pitch. High ball, 4. 4-pitch walk to Johnny Pilla. That's the third walk in this game issued by Franklin. He's also hit a batter. Both teams are hitless to this point. And now Austin Bodie will bat next. It's a pitcher's game so far. Take our first look at scores around the league when we get to the bottom of the fourth. So I have the text line open at 828-592-4436. If you want to check in on the broadcast, let me know who you are and where you're watching from. As Johnny Pilla's picked off at, and he's back in safely. Johnny Pilla, 5 stolen bases and 7 tries. So he is a threat to run. First pitch to Austin Bodie. That one misses low, 1-0. Pilla takes his lead off first. Held on by Shaw. 1-0 pitch to Bodie. One misses low again, 2-0. This might be the last batter that Franklin sees as now Daniel Ortiz, the third baseman, comes in to chat with Franklin. He says he's good to go, does Tanner. I don't think Tanner wanted much to do with that conversation. He kind of backed up off the mound but never really looked at Daniel. He's staring right at Bodie, his competition. He's back up on the hill now. And throws to first. No tag applied by Shaw as Pilla's back in with the dive. Fly Boys 0, Axemen 0. Top of the fourth, 2 men out. Two-oh pitch to Bodie. One's up and away, 3-0. That's 7 straight misses by the hurler Franklin. Tanner has been deliberating more now in between pitches, taking more time. Pilla with a huge lead over at first. Not going. And the pitch to Bodie nips the top of the zone for the first strike in 8 pitches for Franklin. 3-1 pitch to Bodie on her starts and stops, and the pitch is upstairs, ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Franklin. That'll put runners on first and second with two men out. And that's going to draw McGay and the catcher out. And now that is going to draw Josh Warner, the pitching coach, out. And the entire infield will converge on the center of the diamond. And Tanner Franklin. Franklin so far has issued four walks. He's hit one. He's produced five groundouts. He's produced two flyouts, a popout, and a foulout. The meeting is over. Josh Warner walks back up off the mound, crosses the chalk, and heads back to the third base dugout. Just reached the warning track now, which means he's about six steps away from the dugout. Now he's back into it. All the Axemen defenders have fanned out to their respective positions on the infield. Pillow on second, Bodie on first. Batter is Solon Munson. Right on left, and the first pitch to Solon is right down the middle for strike one. Munson grounded out to short his first time up. It was a nice play by Mays White over behind the second base bag. It's actually on the right side of the bag, so good range shown by Mays. 0-1 to Munson, and that one is downstairs. Shortstop White was racing behind Pilla, who's out at second. But there was no pickoff attempt made by Franklin. One pitch to Solon. That one stays high. Sun continuing to set here as we approach 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Howie Boxley here with you. Still some bluish-gray cloud cover overhead. Some milky whites as well. Some light blue sky off to the left. 2-1 pitch to Munson. Swing and a miss. Couldn't catch up to the fastball that time, and now it's 2-2. Some pink clouds way off to the left out near the Appalachian Mountains over there, the ridge line. The view to my right is obstructed quite a bit the way I'm configured up here in the box. Deuce is wild here. And the pitch to Munson instead. A pickoff over at Pilla. That one hits Pilla and falls to the ground harmlessly. So Franklin spun off the mound there and threw it and hit Pilla with it. Didn't throw it very hard, though. Didn't bounce very far away. So it's still Pilla at second, Bodie on first. Still a 2-2 count on Munson in a scoreless game. And now Munson wants time. Lefty steps out of the box. Now back into it. Taps his bat twice on the plate and wields that silver bat over his left shoulder. 2-2. Breaks his bat. That one flies at the pitcher. Baseball's out to second base Mancini, and he throws out Munson to end the inning. Glad that that lumber did not catch Tanner Franklin as the barrel went flying right at him. Tanner strands a couple of men and holds the shutout. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No score. Axemen and the Flyboys as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Bottom of the fourth inning. Both teams runless, both teams hitless. The Fly Boys and the Axemen. Howie Boxley here with you as we hit 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Ethan Davis back to work. He will face Mancini, Ortiz, and Shaw here in the fourth inning. Mike Mancini flied out to left field his first time up. Davis from the windup, right on left, the only lefty in the starting lineup. And that one misses just a bit outside. Let's take our first look at the scoreboard around the Appalachian League. 1-0 pitch to Mancini. High again, 2-0. Doughboys all over Bristol, 9-2. That game's already made it to the sixth as Johnson City tries to win its 19th game of the season. 2-0 pitch to Mancini, and that one is sent out of play. Whistlepig 0, Otterbots 1. That game is in the top of the fourth. Burlington trailing the River Riders 2-0. That game is through three complete innings. Pulaski and the Ridge Runners are playing a doubleheader today. 2-1 pitch to Mancini. And that one finds the inside corner, 2-2. The Ridge Runners and the River Turtles have played the least amount of games of any of the teams coming in. Ridge Runners were only at 25, River Turtles only at 24. 2-2 pitch to Mancini down and away. That's four games behind what they should have played to this point, which is 28 games, the amount that these two teams have played. Payoff pitch to Mancini. High ball 4. Second walk issued by Ethan Davis. And that'll bring up Danielle Ortiz. So their doubleheader started at 5 o'clock, and the Ridge Runners won 5-5 in a tiebreaker in Game 1 and improved to 13-13. Pulaski falls to 5-20. They are playing Game 2 in a moment. Danielle Ortiz, the batter. Mancini has 11 stolen bases and has a huge lead. He's going on first move. Munson throws it down to second into center field. It's going to be a stolen base and an E2. An all-too-common occurrence for Greenville, air number 60 on the season. And quickly, the Axemen have what would be the first run of the game over at third base. So both teams runless, both teams hitless. Danielle Ortiz can change that. He doesn't even need a hit to make it a 1-0 Axemen lead. 1-0 pitch to him, down and away, 2-0. In one of the most bizarre games of the season on Thursday night, Kingsport was no hit here at Hunter Wright Stadium through 7 innings, but they had a 4-0 lead against Bluefield. What in the world? 2-0 pitch to Ortiz. He couldn't stop himself. Ugly swing there from Danielle, and it's the first strike of the sequence. I was calling the game between Greenville and Burlington, obviously, and I check the out-of-town scoreboard like I just did, saw no-hitter, and figured, of course, Kingsport was throwing it ahead 4-0. But they weren't. They were being no-hit. 2-1 pitch to Ortiz. That one is sprayed out of play. Luckily for everyone, Kingsport picked up a hit in the eighth inning to spoil the no-hitter for Bluefield. That would have been something else if Kingsport would have won a game 4-0 and gotten no hit. The point is, though, Kingsport isn't a stranger to scoring runs without getting hits. 2-2 pitch to Ortiz. This one is sent in the air. Shallow right center field. Dragu is going to catch it. Tagging from third and scoring is Mike Mancini. Sacrifice fly for Danielle Ortiz in the game's first run before we have the game's first hit. It's 1-0 Kingsport. Give Danielle Ortiz his team-leading 22nd RBI. Mancini scores for the 23rd time. Now tied for Ortiz with a team lead and runs scored. Bases empty, one man out, bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Kingsport. Now Corbin Shaw. First pitch to Shaw. That one was off speed and stayed high. Shaw skied out to center field his first time up. So right now, Burlington and Johnson City in command of both divisions. 1-0 pitch to Shaw. Swing and a miss. Chase one at the top of the zone. Burlington with a 5-game lead in the Eastern Division. Now 4.5 after the Ridge Runners won game one. Doughboys with a 4-game lead in the West. 1-1 to Shaw. Called strike. It's now 1-2. One, two pitch, sent on the ground, left side, deep short. Cerny has it. He throws across, one hopper, and he gets Shaw. What a play by Tyler Cerny as that ball skipped past the glove of Johnny Pilla into the glove of Cerny. He chucked it from the left field grass on one hop and was able to nab Corbin Shaw by a couple of steps. Highlight play there for Tyler. Bases empty, two men out, one man in for Shea McGann. McGann walked his first time up. First pitch. Downstairs, 1-0. McGann actually caught that with his left hand after it skipped off the chest protector of Munson. Just reached out and caught it over the plate. That was pretty nifty. 1-0. Inside corner, strike one. D'Amelio raises up his right fist quickly. Davis works quite fast and brings a 1-1. This one is poked out of play over the Greenville dugout into the bleachers, and now a ball and two strikes. Walk, stolen base, E2, sacrifice fly. That's how the game's first run scored here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 to McGann. This one is poked up the first base line. That is a foul ball. Foul ball. Courtney Clements signaled fair, then foul. And cruising around to third is Shea McGann. She pointed fair and then called it foul. And now she's talking with Mark D'Amelio. That looked like a fair ball from my vantage point. So if they come together and rule this fair, it's going to be a triple in the first hit of the game. And now Courtney Clements is going to come and call Dennis Cook out. Still unsure what the final call is here. It looked fair from up here. And that is going to be a fair ball and a triple for Shea McGann. So they get the call right. It's the first hit of the game for anybody. And now Ryan McCarthy will be the batter with a runner on third and two men out. That was really interesting. McCarthy struck out swinging his first time up. And the first pitch is sent in the air out to right field. Joel Dragoo is there, and he has it to retire the side. So the Axemen pick up the game's first run. They pick up the game's first hit. And we head to the fifth inning. 1-0 Kingsport as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000. Top of the fifth inning from Hunter Wright Stadium. The Axemen have just picked up the game's first run and the game's first hit. In the bottom of the fourth, they lead 1-0 as Mickey Sheets comes into the game. Sheets takes over for Tanner Franklin, who worked 4 hitless and 4 runless innings. He did walk 4 and hit 1. He struck out 1. Mickey Sheets is a 6'1", 190-pound left-handed hurler who attends Gateway Community College in Phoenix, Arizona. Mickey was born in Flower Mound, Texas, and so far for Kingsport, a 7.16 ERA for Mickey over 5 appearances. This is his first appearance out of the pen. 16 and a third innings pitch, 23 hits, 14 runs, 13 earned, 7 walks, 12 strikeouts for Mickey over 82 batters faced. Mickey Sheets will face Saborn Campbell and then the top of the Flyboys order. Campbell has reached base in 4 of his last 5 plate appearances, including a walk in this game. Left on right as Sheets fans a glove, throws it over the top of his head, and brings it to Campbell. This one is sent on the ground. That will be Mays White, the shortstop. He has a strong arm, and he throws out a speedy Campbell for out number 1. Mickey Sheets sporting a blue undershirt. As the Axemen, they are orange and blue, formerly affiliated with the New York Mets. So those match quite nicely. Aiden Hill, the lefty, will dig in. He's 0 for 2. First pitch to Hill. He drops in for strike 1. Flyboys have already been no-hit once this season. That was in 6 innings against Elizabethton, with the game called due to rain through 6. A 1 pitch to Hill. It's taken down and away, 1-1. Mickey toes the extreme third base side of the rubber, points his toes toward the first base dugout, goes into that windup with a glove over his head, and pumps over a fastball inside. Top of the zone, strike 2. Mickey Sheets throws a 4-seam fastball, upper 80s to around 90, a curveball, a cutter, and a changeup. 2-2 pitch to Hill. Swing and a miss. That was something that was nasty and down and out of the strike zone that Hill just wailed away at, took his top hand off the bat. He knew he was fooled. Second strikeout of the game for the Kingsport pitching staff. And 2 men out here in the fifth. Tyler Cerny looking to extend his on-base streak. He's reaching his first 12 games played for Greenville and takes outside. Fly out to center and a foul out to the catcher. 1-0 pitch from Sheets. It's fouled away. That one will rattle the netting right in front of the press box here, as the netting extends up to cover up the fans. 1-1 pitch to Cerny, and that one bounced up there and hit him. Wow, that was very wild from Mickey Sheets. He spiked it in front of the right-handed batter's box, and then it side-spun and caught Cerny on the bounce. So that's a hit-by pitch. And Tyler Cerny will extend his on-base streak to 13 games. And that'll bring up Jack Mosh. Jack Mosh with a pair of groundouts to the left side of the infield. Highest on-base percentage in the league coming into action tonight, Jack Mosh. Mickey brings it to Jack, and that one was head high. It's over the catcher, Shea McGahan. And Tyler Cerny takes second base on a very wild pitch. That one was very near Jack's head, who wants some time outside of the left-handed batter's box. Cannot feel good. Now Danielle Ortiz, the third baseman, in to have a word or two to Mickey Sheets, but only made it about halfway. And whatever he said, Mickey kind of held his hands up to. So Danielle not being welcomed very kindly on the mound by his hurlers. He's tried to have a meeting with Franklin and now Sheets, and neither one of them has really wanted to hear what he had to say. Sheets stares in, sets at the letters, right leg kick in the 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Bottom of the zone. I think Mosh was hunting something else. Temperatures have cooled down into the lower 80s now as the sun continues to set. Field has been in the shade almost the entire time. 1-1 pitch to Mosh is poked out to left field. Peyton Allen. First chance for him, and he puts the squeeze on that to retire the side. So the Flyboys pick up another base runner, but they've stranded six men. They are still hitless. We are halfway home here in Kingsport. Axemen 1, Flyboys none. Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
All in together now. We can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
We know that we can.
We'll open up.
We'll
roll it out, roll it out.
We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Impact is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School.
Jack Dyke is into the game now for Greenville. Bottom of the fifth, 1-0 Axemen. Jack Dyke taking over for Ethan Davis, who went four innings, allowed just one hit and one run, walked two, hit one, and struck out three. So a good start for Ethan Davis, and now it'll be Jack Dyke's turn. Jack Dyke, a 6'3", 230-pound right-handed hurler. He's 23 years old and a senior at Northwestern, originally born in San Francisco, California. And Dyke so far, good summer going for Greenville. 1-1 with a 2.92 ERA over four appearances, 12 and a third, 12 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. He's walked 3, he struck out 12, he has great command of the zone, and he is able to dot his fastball effectively, which hits at about 86 to 87. He has a curveball, a slider, and a changeup, so he will try to hold the Axemen at 1 and see if the Flyboys' bats can wake up as they have no hits through 5 innings. Peyton Allen will lead off here in the fifth. He struck out swinging his first time up. Allen takes a black bat up there to the plate to match his black batting helmet. Readjusts that cap with his blue batting glove. Waves the bat over his right shoulder and awaits the first pitch of the outing for Dyke. And that one misses low, 1-0. 1-0 pitch to Allen, and this one is popped up. Foul territory off to the left. Munson is racing over, and that ball is going to bang into the stands. There's three rows of reserve seating, and then there is bleacher paneling. That ball banged on the bleacher paneling and was a foul ball. That was kind of fun to watch the fans scatter out of the way of that one. 1-1 pitch to Allen. This one is lifted out of play off to the right. That will find its way over the bleachers. So Dyke quickly ahead of Allen, 1-2. This is his MO. Gets ahead of guys and puts them away. 1-2. That one misses just down and away. That was a good offering with a 1-2 count. Allen was able to check his swing. Two-two. Down and away, three balls and two strikes. Kingsport, Tennessee. City with a population of 54,000 people. Known as the Model City. Payoff. Strike three call. Peyton Allen flipped his bat away and chugged up the first base line. The sound guy was a little quick on the Walk It Like I Talk It song, as the only walking Peyton Allen will be doing is back to the third base dugout. First strikeout of the game for Dyke, of course. Fourth strikeout for the Flyboys staff, and now Mays White takes a called strike. 13th strikeout for Jack Dyke. He's only walked three. Mays White has struck out once in this game. 0-1. One's fouled straight back, and Dyke again. Quickly ahead, nothing and two. Jack Dyke had a great outing his last time out on July 4th. Pitched one scoreless inning. And that one misses upstairs now to Mays White. A ball and two strikes. In fact, I was shocked that Dyke didn't go out for a second inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jack Dyke. And quickly, two men out here in the bottom of the fifth. One to nothing Kingsport. Just one hit in the game for the Axemen. No hits in the game for Greenville. They've been no hit through five. Kevin Fernandez was hit by a pitch his first time up. And Dyke pumps over a pretty pitch that just misses a little bit low. American flag standing out still. Over out beyond the right center field fence. 1-0 pitch to Fernandez. Called strike outside corner. Batter's eye in blue out in center. The dog park out in left center. Parking lot out in left and left center. 1-1 pitch to Fernandez. And this one is shot down the left field line. But Saborn Campbell makes a nice play to his right to rob Kevin Fernandez of extra bases. So Kevin out on the line to left field. A 1-2-3 inning for Jack Dyke. We are through five here from Hunter Wright Stadium. Flyboys none, Axemen one. As you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
top of the sixth inning. Kingsport leads Greenville 1-0. Mickey Sheets will go back to work here in the top of the sixth against Joel Dragoo, Nick Barone, and Johnny Pella. His last warm-up toss of the inning has just been fired down to second base by Shea McGann. And that means it's time for Joel Dragoo to climb into the right-handed batter's box. Dragoo tied for the league lead in doubles with 9, has already extended his on-base streak to 21 games. First pitch from Sheets to Dragoo. Called strike. What an impressive streak for Dragoo, especially with 7 innings Sunday, where you're guaranteed once a week to only play 7 innings. 0-1 to Joel. This one is shot into left field. Long run for Peyton Allen. He leaps up and makes the catch. Nice play by the left fielder Allen as he almost overran it, but readjusted by leaping up. And that'll bring up Nick Barone. Line out to short, ground out to short. That's kind of funny. The PA has been playing a lot of sound effects as Nick Barone steps up and rips this ball into center field. That's going to be played on a hop by Kevin Fernandez. And there goes the no-hitter here in the sixth inning. I thought Kevin was going to try to lay out and make a Superman catch, but finally Greenville picks up a hit here in the sixth as it's hit number 24 for Nick Barone. And so that is over. Now you just got to spoil the shutout and worry about winning the game. Johnny Pella, the batter, he's 0-1 with a walk. Barone with a black oven mitt on as Pella takes strike one. No, but what was funny was they played the Nickelodeon theme song for Nick Barone. You know, the one that goes Nick, 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 Nick. A one pitch to Pella. Runner starts and stops, and the pitch is way upstairs. McGann thought about a back pick of Barone, but didn't make it. Nick held on over there by Corbin Shaw. 1-0 Kingsport, top of the sixth. Runner on first, one man out. And a 1-1 count to Johnny Pella instead to first. Bit of an easy throw over there from Mickey Sheets, and back in standing up is Barone. Barone with a big lead over there. Sheets looks right at him. Not going, and the pitch to Pella catches the outside corner. Another pickoff, and again Barone back standing up as Sheets' move is nothing special to this point. Pella waves a left bat, and runner goes this time, and Pella fouls it away. That one is just over the press box. So Barone will have to head back. Pella was a little bit out in front of that, what appeared to be a slider from Mickey Sheets. Mickey is transferring to Sam Houston State, so he will be there in the fall. Barone leads again off first. Sheets looks at him. Barone not going this time, and the pitch is outside to Pillar. Sheets twirls the ball around behind his back, sets at the letters, kicks and brings it. This one is ripped into left center field. That's a base hit. Nick Barone is going to go from first to second, and Nick Barone is the reason that turned into a base hit. Barone started and stopped, and that caused the shortstop, Mays White, to vacate his spot and head toward the second base bag. That was right where Johnny Pella hit it. If Mays White doesn't move, that's a line out, but Barone started and stopped, and Mays White was sort of faked out, so it was kind of a pseudo hit and run right there for Greenville. And it turned into their second hit of the game, back-to-back base knocks. And now Austin Bodie with 2 on and 1 out. Left on left again. Pitch from Sheets. Bottom of the zone, just missed it. 1-0. Sheet sets. Brings a 1-0 to Bodie. Outside corner, 1-1. Dennis Cook, the third base coach, giving some signs to his base runners. Sheets checks on Barone at second and brings it to Bodie. Outside, 2 balls and a strike. Two-one pitch to Bodie. This one is hit the other way. That one stabbed by Ortiz. He goes to second base. One throw to first, and that was a nice play by Corbin Shaw just to make sure that that one didn't skip away. If that ball skips away, Barone scores to tie the game. So it's 5-4 on the putout of Pilla. Barone goes down to third on that, and Austin Bodie reaches first on the fielder's choice as he's able to stay out of the double play. That was a nice play by Ortiz in the hole. Runners on first and third for Solon Munson. Munson has grounded out 2 times in this game. Sheet stares in at Solon. Checks on Bodie at first and brings it home. Strike one. 1-0 Kingsport, top of the 6th inning. Sheets brings the 0-1. It was just a bit outside. McGahan reached just a bit too far to get the call that time from D'Amelio. Just 3 hits in this game total in the 6th inning. Pitch to Munson. This one has popped up. Foul territory. Long run for McGahan. That ball is going to come down in play, and McGahan makes a nice running catch to retire the side. So the Flyboys get their first 2 base runners of this game, but they strand 2 men. Excuse me, first 2 hits of this game, but they strand them both. We're off to the bottom of the 6th. 1-0 Kingsport.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go. Some, whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Bottom of the 6th inning here from Hunter Wright Stadium in Kingsport, Tennessee. Howie Boxley here with you. Axemen lead the Flyboys 1-0 as Jack Dyke is back out for his 2nd inning of work. Greenville picked up their first 2 hits in the top of the 6th, but are still being shut out on the scoreboard right now. Jack Dyke picked up a pair of strikeouts and a lineout in his 1st inning of work, and he will tangle with the top of the Kingsport order, starting with Carson Queck. Solon Munson was late getting his gear on since he was the last out of the 6th inning. He's in there now with his gear on and just fired it down to 2nd base after Dyke hurled his final warm-up toss. He'll bump gloves with 3rd baseman Johnny Pilla. He'll go to the rosin. He'll turn around and look toward the outfield. Now he'll turn back around and face the plate. Carson Kwek, 0-for-2 with a flyout and a ground out. Right on right. Dyke from the windup, the pitch to Kwek. One is sent down the right field line. Long run for the first baseman, Barone. He's in foul territory. He's slowing now, and he makes the catch. So a good play by Nick Barone. And one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. It'll bring up the only left-handed hitter in this lineup for Kingsport, Mike Mancini. Mancini has scored the game's only run to this point. Reached on a walk in the fourth, stole second, reached third on an E2, and scored on a sacrifice fly by Danielle Ortiz, who is next. Dyke brings it to Mancini. Outside, 1-0. One-zero pitch to Mancini, and stays low, 2-0. Dyke with excellent command of the zone, veteran hurler from Northwestern. 2-0 pitch to Mancini, one's fouled straight back. Danielle Ortiz in the on-deck circle near the third base dugout, picks that ball up and tosses it into the home dugout. Dugouts here are pretty weird. They're like two-tier dugouts. 2-1 pitch to Mancini. That one's fouled straight back off the netting again. It's now 2-2. It's down on the field before the game. And a lot of the dugout is underground. But then you have this loft area. I was talking to trainer Chris Linker down there. 2-2 pitch to Mancini. That one's high, 3-2. And he was like, yeah, this is like a nice cabin, this dugout with the loft. And it really is. You got the loft, and a lot of the players are standing on that loft, and then you can lean over the railing. But it's kind of funny. 3-2 pitch to Mancini. This one is sent in the air. Left center field. Who wants this one? Three fielders converge, and it's the left fielder, Saborn Campbell, who takes over and catches it for out number two. Dyke looking to work another 1-2-3 inning. Going back to the fourth inning, six Axemen in a row have been retired. Ortiz has the lone RBI in this game. Flied out twice. One of them was a sacrifice fly, and he cranks this one to deep left field. Campbell and Hill are going to turn and watch that baseball sail out of here. Danielle Ortiz goes yard to left center, and it's now 2-0 Kingsport. So Ortiz touches off Jack Dyke. And now Danielle Ortiz, unless Colby Backus is in a home run tonight, is tied for the league lead in home runs with 7. Ball was crunched by Danielle. Corbin Shaw, the batter now, and he swings and fouls that one back. Yeah, Colby Backus does not have a home run tonight, 0-1 pitch to Shaw. So Colby has had a stranglehold on the top of the home run leaderboard for a long time, but Danielle Ortiz with that long home run to left center is now tied Backus at 7. 1-1 to Shaw. This one is ripped out to left center field. Campbell's not going to catch this. That one's going to three-hop the left center field wall. Shaw is going to cruise into second with a double. So just one hit in the game for Kingsport through 5 and 2/3, but then a home run by Ortiz and a double by Shaw. And now a runner on second, 2 outs for Shea McGahan as Munson is out to chat with Jack Dyke. Let's take a look at the scoreboard around the league. Again, Bluefield won game one of the doubleheader against Pulaski via tiebreaker. Elizabethton still leading Burlington 2-0. That game's in the sixth. Princeton and Danville now tied at 2 in the fifth. Johnson City 3 outs away from beating Bristol as they lead by 8. Pitch to Shea McGann. It's called strike. A change up from Dyke. Bluefield leads game two against Pulaski. 1-0 in the second. In a seven-inning game, we'll play seven innings tomorrow from Hunter Knight Stadium on Seven Innings Sunday. One pitch to McGahan. That one stays down and away, 1-1. Sixth double of the year for Shaw. He now is at the top of the Axeman leaderboard in two baggers. McGahan takes outside, 2-1. 2-0 Kingsport, bottom of the sixth. Just five hits total for both teams. Two on to McGahan. Healthy cut, foul back. And once again, immediately after every pitch, we apparently have to hear noise. Turns off as Dyke stares into McGahan. He sets and brings it. That one's up and away. That one's off the glove of Munson, and that one's going to go all the way to the backstop. So Corbin Shaw is going to reach third on that. We'll score a pass ball on Munson. Payoff pitch to McGahan. Fouled away. If McGahan can reach, Ryan McCarthy would bat next in this inning. 3-2. Fouled away again. Good fight put up here by McGahan. Dyke will kick around on the mound, toe the rubber with his right foot, point his feet toward the third base dugout, set with his left, kick it and bring it. That one's fouled away. McGahan will see a ninth pitch in the sequence. Taps on the plate a couple times. He's choked up on the bat with two strikes. White batting gloves, 3-2. Drops in, strike three call. So Jack Dyke picks up his third strikeout of the outing, but he gives a two-out home run up to Danielle Ortiz. That doubles the Axeman lead as we are through six complete. Kingsport leads 2-0.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Kingsport has doubled its lead off of a Danielle Ortiz home run. Number seven of the year for Danielle. Now tied for the top of the Appalachian League. And it is 2-0 Axeman as Mickey Sheets goes back out for his third inning. Flyboys just with two hits and no runs. Saborn Campbell is 0 for 1 with a walk. He will lead off for the third time in this game. Campbell led off the third inning. Campbell led off the fifth inning. He leads off the seventh inning. And he takes a bit outside, 1-0. This one is sent up the middle. That's going to be played on a hop by Kevin Fernandez. So a solid single by Saborn Campbell, who went up at the top of the zone and got on top of it. Third hit in the game for Greenville, and just like that, they send the tying run up to the plate, and the tying run is Aiden Hill. Sheets now picks off at Campbell, who had a very short lead and is back to first base on a couple of steps standing up. Some Mattis clouds overhead here at the ballpark. First pitch to Hill. That one stays high. Sky is generally dark gray and blue right now. So we are in that dusk period. Artificial lighting has been on throughout the entirety of this game. Eight stadium lights. 1-0 pitch to Aiden Hill. This one is ripped out into right center field. That's going to drop down for a hit. Campbell's going to head for third on this. He's going to make it. Runners on the corners. Nobody out for Greenville after back-to-back singles. So Greenville trying to make something happen here in the seventh. The Axemen have scored first in all five games that these two teams have played, but they've only won two of the first four. The dangerous Tyler Cerny is next. 16 hits for Cerny, 11 runs, 10 knocked in. Flyboys would take a sacrifice fly here as now Mike Gwynn is going to call time, and the Axemen skipper is going to come out of the dugout, and it would appear that he's likely to make a pitching change. Mickey Sheets is yelling at his glove and telling it how unpleased he is with that start to the seventh inning. So it's a pitching change here in the top of the seventh with runners on the corners and nobody out. Greenville looking for some offense here, trailing 2-0. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Couple of changes here in the top of the seventh inning. We have Ricky Reith, who will be the new hurler on the mound. Ricky Reith, 6'3", 200. Throws a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Ricky goes to school at Notre Dame. And, of course, he pitches for Kingsport. So far for Ricky, great stuff. He's 1-1 with a 1.93 ERA over nine appearances. as one of the best sliders on the team. The other change is Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller is into this game to play left field for Peyton Allen. So Miller, a defensive replacement here in the seventh. Reith, the new pitcher, takes over for Sheets, who went 2-plus innings, 4 hits. He struck out 1. He leaves runners on first and third for Ricky Reith, who has struck out 26 men over 18 and 2/3. Faces Tyler Cerny, and Cerny swings and misses for strike 1. Slider in the low 90s. Has a change up in the 70s and a slider that falls off the planet. A one pitch to Cerny. Fastball, and that one misses just a bit outside. Ricky Reith has an interesting arm slot as well. He's from the stretch here with 2 men on. He sets letter high, drops his arm down to about 3/4, and delivers low to Cerny. 2-1. Ricky Reith delivers it from about shoulder height. That's where he holds his hand. Hill at first, and he's picked off at safe. Campbell's over at third. 2-0 Kingsport, top of the seventh, nobody out as the Flyboys look for their first run of the game. 2-1 pitch to Cerny. Is sent into left field, coming on is Miller. It's his first chance, he catches it. Campbell's going to test his arm immediately. He fires a cannon to the plate, but it's a little bit offline. Sacrifice fly for Tyler Cerny, and the lead is cut in half. It's now 2-1. Miller showed off a good arm there from left field, but his throw was not really on target. It was more out in front of the plate. So credit Cerny with his 11th RBI. Campbell scores for the fifth time. And now a runner on first and one out for Jack Mosh in a 2-1 game. Reith delivers to Mosh, and that one's fouled away. Of course, that run will be charged to Mickey Sheets, who also has Aiden Hill his responsibility. Reith, 8 walks, 26 strikeouts over 18 and 2/3 so far in the summer. And an ERA sub 2. Jack Mosh 0 for 3 so far. 2 ground outs and a flyout. Uncharacteristic for Jack. Right on left. Ricky sets and brings it. Runner goes from first and the pitch is grounded out to second baseman Mancini. Mancini will throw out Jack Mosh, but Hill running might have kept Greenville out of a double play. So now 2 men out. And a runner in scoring position for Joel Dragu. Joel Dragu. 0 for 2 in this game, but he was hit by a pitch to extend his on-base streak to 21 games. First pitch from Ricky, and that one buckles Dragu for a called strike 1. Ricky goes to the rosin, tosses it back down, backside of the rubber. Toes the rubber with his right foot, stares in at Dragu. Sets, checks on Hill, and fires, and Dragu swings and misses. Again, Joel fooled. This time he swung at one that was off the plate. And now Reith has all the tools at his disposal with Dragu behind, no balls and 2 strikes. O-2. Check swing. And he did not go around, says field umpire Courtney Clements. That again was a wicked pitch from Reith that was way down and away, but Dragu barely able to stop himself. Top of the seventh, 2 men out. Hill on second. He represents a tying run in a 2-1 game. 1-2 pitch to Dragu. Top of the zone. That one stays high. Joel able to lay off of that one. Two to Dragu. Down and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes. If Dragu can reach, Nick Barone will bat next. He had the hit in the sixth inning to break up the no-hitter, as the Flyboys were no-hit through five and a third. Axemen were no-hit through four and two-thirds. Payoff pitch to Dragu. He rips this one down to left field. Ryan Miller retreats. He looks up. That ball is off the top of the wall and gone. Joel Dragu sends one out to left, and the Flyboys have turned this game around. It's 3-2. That ball hit off the very top of the wall out in left field and just snuck out of the ballpark. 3-2 Greenville. Home run number 2 for Dragu. RBIs 25 and 26. Hill scores for the 13th time. Dragu for the 17th. And now Nick Barone hits one hard on the ground to short. Mays White has it, and he throws out Barone to end the inning. But not before Greenville picks up 3 runs. Sacrifice fly for Tyler Sterney and a 2-out. 2-run homer for Joel Dragu. Time to stretch it out from Kingsport. 3-2 Flyboys.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dragu turns this game around with one swing of the bat. 2-run homer, and Greenville now leads 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Jack Dyke back to work, and Ryan McCarthy greets him with a shot out to right center field. It'll be a single for Ryan McCarthy to start the bottom of the seventh. Greenville got back-to-back singles to chase Mickey Sheets out of the game. Ricky Reith came in. Gave up a sacrifice fly to Tyler Cerny, got Jack Mosh to ground out, but then Joel Dragu delivered a 2-run home run to put the Flyboys up by 1. And now Ryan Miller is going to get his first at bat, but first we're going to get a pinch runner. Try to get a number on the pinch runner as Ryan McCarthy has just been pinch ran for. Miller, the batter, takes over for Peyton Allen, who struck out twice. And the lefty takes ball 1. Ryan Miller. Cole Swift is the pinch runner for Ryan McCarthy. One pitch to Miller, and instead another check on Swift. Cole Swift has 7 stolen bases and 10 tries. Ryan Miller batting 200 with 14 runs scored for Ryan. 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Miller. 1-1. Miller, 4 walks, 17 strikeouts. So he's scored a bunch of runs, but he's also struck out a number of times. Jack Dyke would love a strikeout here. Picks off at Swift again, who had a short lead. He's back standing up. 3-2 Greenville. Bottom of the seventh. Howie Boxley here with you from Kingsport. Flying boys with 3 7th inning runs to take the lead. 1-1 pitch to Miller. Big swing and a miss again. Miller late on the fastball once more. Ryan checked in the top of the seventh as a defensive replacement for Peyton Allen. Ryan McCarthy led off this inning with a base hit. Cole Swift came on as a pinch runner. 1-2 to Miller. Upstairs, not a bad miss there from Dyke with a 1-2 count. Maze White is scheduled to bat next in this game. Dyke checks on Swift and brings it to Miller. That one just missed outside, full count. Three-two pitch to Ryan Miller, and instead to first again. Slap tag applied by Barone, but Swift is back in safely. Another pickoff, and Swift back in standing up. Dyke really trying to keep Cole close. Fans getting a bit restless in Kingsport. Dyke sets. Brings the payoff to Miller. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ryan Miller set down. Strikeout number 4 for Jack Dyke. And one down here in the seventh. How about on this day in baseball history? 1918. We've seen 2 home runs in this game. Back in 1918, July 8th, Babe Ruth hit a game-winning homer as Maze White takes ball 1. But back in 1918, Babe Ruth hit a game-winning 2-run homer with the game tied. But back in 1918, a game-winning homer wasn't a game-winning homer. As White pops this one up, shallow right field. That's a long run, and that is not going to be caught by Joel Dragu. So a bloop single for Maze White. Cole Swift goes from first to second. And now 2-on and 1-out for the Axemen as they try to come right back.
Now batting number 28. Kyle Booker.
We're going to see another pinch hitter here. This time it's Kyle Booker who's going to make his season debut here in inning number 7. So it's going to be Kyle Booker who stands in with a red bat and takes ball 1. 2-on, 1-out. Bottom of the 7th. So since Babe Ruth hit that home run in a tie game with a runner aboard, it counted as a triple since the first run scored to win the game. And back then, you didn't get a home run. As now Mike Gwynn is going to make sure that Mark D'Amelio knows that Kyle Booker is a pinch hitter. Pinch hitting for Kevin Fernandez. Let's pull up the book on Booker. Tennessee for Kyle. Went to DeSoto Central High School. He's a 5'10 left-handed bat. Booker at Tennessee in 2023 batted 236. He played for Kingsport last year and batted 310. Again, a red bat for Kyle. Dyke brings a 1-0. One's fouled straight back, 1-1. Dyke stares in at Booker. 2 men on, 1 man out, bottom of the 7th, 1-run game. And now Dyke will turn and throw to second to make sure Swift knows he's paying attention. Maze White, the man on first. Dyke stares in, sets at the belt, and brings it to Booker. Big swing and a miss. Late on a fastball. That's the thing. Mike Gwynn loves to make changes, but it's tough to get in a rhythm off the bench. I mean, you're cold. You're going up against a guy, Jack Dyke, who's already tossed 2-plus innings. And it's going to be tough to catch up. 1-2 pitch to Booker. Stays high, 2-2. Kyle at Tennessee this past season scored 9 times, knocked in 4 men, 3 doubles and a homer over 28 games played. Dyke readies to bring him a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Jack Dyke strikes out another man who's batting for the first time here in the 7th inning. And now 2 men out, 2 men on for the top of the order and Carson Kwek. 5 strikeouts for Dyke now. Again, both men that were coming off the bench cold have been struck out. Both men that had been playing all game singled off Dyke. Carson Kwek is 0 for 3. If he's 0 for 4, this game will go to the 8th with the Flyboys leading. First pitch, that one misses just a bit high. To Carson. This one is popped up. Foul territory. Nick Barone, the first baseman, over. He's slowing now. He's onto the warning track, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So the Axemen threaten here in the 7th inning. They put 2 men on with 1 man out, but 2 men are stranded. We're through 7 complete. Flyboys 3, Axemen 2. Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Inning. Greenville trying to complete a comeback win here against the Kingsport Axemen. They trail 2-0. They now lead 3-2. And Nick Bruno is into this game to pitch for Kingsport. Nick attends school at Western Connecticut State University. That's in Danbury, Connecticut. And that is not the right Nick Bruno. Here we go. Nick Bruno pitches at the University of North Carolina at Asheville. He's from New Bern, North Carolina. He has a 2.45 ERA. He is a 5'11", 175-pound left-handed hurler. And 7 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 7 walks, 13 strikeouts for Nick Bruno. So far, 3 runs on 5 hits and an error for Greenville. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Kingsport. And Johnny Pilla will be the batter. Pilla is 1-for-2 in this game. He'll be left on left. Johnny digs into the box, and Nick Bruno will go to work from the windup, kick his right leg and fire. That one is poked down the third baseline foul. Bruno has a long striding delivery. He toes the extreme third base side of the rubber with his left foot, Points his feet generally toward the first base dugout. Big right leg kick, long stride, and fires low. He strides out about, I don't know, about 75% of the way down the mound. 1-1. Bounces up there, two balls and a strike. Nick will now go to the rosin, bounce it up and down on his left palm. Throw it back to the ground, readjust his orange cap with a blue bill. Start his windup at the belt and fire to Pilla. This one is roped into right field, base hit for Johnny Pilla. Back-to-back base hits for Johnny in his last two plate appearances. He's reached in his last three plate appearances. And Pilla is a threat to steal and a leadoff man aboard here in the eighth. Austin Bodie has reached base all three times. He has come to the plate, two walks, and he's reached on a fielder's choice. Johnny Pilla with five steals and seven tries. He'll be held on by Corbin Shaw. By the way, Kyle Booker is now playing center field. As Bodie watches that one skip up there, Booker came on as a pinch hitter in the seventh for Fernandez, and it's a straight swap between Fernandez and Booker out in center field. Miller came on as a defensive replacement in left field to replace Peyton Allen in the top of the seventh. And now pickoff, but by the time that the ball gets over to first base, Pilla was already standing on it as he read that move all the way from Bruno. Fans trying to bang the bleachers and cheer on the Axemen. Left on left here again. 1-0 pitch to Bodie. Runner goes. Throw comes over to first, and now the throw down to second is in time. So a clean pickoff that time by Bruno. That will officially go as a caught stealing. 1-3-6, and Johnny Pilla is out number one here in the eighth. So Bodie up there, and the base is empty, and one man out. 3-2 Greenville, top of the eighth. Pitch to Bodie, and that one is fouled away. It was off the mitt of McGann and back to the netting. And it's 1-1 on Bodie. These two teams will play on 7-inning Sunday tomorrow, starting at 5 o'clock. 1-1 to Bodie. Upstairs, 2-1. I'll be live on the air right here on the Listen Live tab at about 4:50 Eastern Time. And we'll play 7 innings from Kingsport. 2-1. This one's poked out of play by Bodie. Have our friends from Dunedin tuning in. They say go Flyboys from Dunedin. Let's go Flyboys right now. A 3-run seventh has turned this game around and made it 3-2. 2-2 pitch to Bodie. Drops in. Pretty breaking pitch. Looked like a curveball from Bruno. Strike three called. Two men out. Just the third strikeout in this game by the Flyboys bats. First strikeout for Nick Bruno. And now nobody on and two out for Solon Munson. After the 7-inning Sunday game tomorrow, it will be a home-and-home series against Johnson City as Munson takes high. Flyboys will play in Johnson City on Monday, then back home in Greenville on Tuesday, league-wide off day Wednesday, before Greenville will travel to Elizabethton for a two-game series. 1-0 pitch to Munson, and that one skips up there, 2-0. So this series, the last series between the Flyboys and the Axemen this summer, then it'll be the last series against the Doughboys, then the last one against the River Riders, and all Greenville will have left to play are the State Liners and four teams in the East. 2-0 to Munson. This one is sent in the air into right field. Base hit for Solon Munson, his first of the game, second hit of the inning. Pilla was erased on a pickoff caught stealing. And Munson will be over at first base with two outs for Saborn Campbell. So our Dunedin friends checking in on the text line at 828-592-4436. 828-592-4436. 4436. 9-0 hitter Saborn Campbell. He's been having a good go of it the last couple games. He scored a run in this game. Reached base twice. First pitch to Campbell. One's fouled away. Campbell walked in the fourth. Grounded out in the fifth. Singled and scored in the seventh. And finally, he's not leading off an inning. He's led off all three of those innings. Getting to bat with two outs and one on here in the eighth. Nick Bruno wants a new baseball, so he will get that delivered to him from McGahan. As night, of course, has fallen here at Hunter Wright Stadium. The woods beyond the park look rather ominous out there with the greenery. Dog park is dark. There's a dog running around over there, though. Out in left center. 0-1 to Campbell and instead to first. That is really close to a balk move from Bruno as he picks up his lead right leg and kind of twirls his knee in an awkward way and fires to first. He's got to be careful that he doesn't bring that at all toward home or he's going to get a balk called on him. 0-1. One misses downstairs. 1-1. He already caught Johnny Pilla in this inning, picked off at him, and Pilla was taking off. So Pilla was officially caught stealing 1-3-6. 1-1 pitch to Campbell. This one fouled out of play, off to the right. When we get to the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be the heart of the order for Kingsport, Mancini, Ortiz, and Shaw. Danielle already with a home run in this game. So the Flyboys could use some insurance. One-two pitch to Campbell. Down and away, back pick to first, and now Munson takes off to second, and Shaw can't get the handle on it. So that's going to be in stolen base for Solon Munson. That's unconventional. As he was backpicked by McGahan, and then Munson just took off towards second base. Shaw, the first baseman, couldn't get it out of his glove. So Solon Munson picks up his first steal of the season. And he's in scoring position now for Campbell, who has a 2-2 count. Campbell waves the bat around in a circle. Just behind his right ear. And awaits a 2-2. Pops this one up out of play. So a good battle between Bruno and Campbell. Saborn will see a sixth pitch. Two, two. This one is pulled down the third baseline foul. So Munson will have to retreat back to second base. Dennis Cook, the skipper and third base coach, hollering some instructions out at Munson. Ryan Miller, the left fielder, had to race over to pick up that baseball down the left field line. He's back in his position now in left field. Bruno sets at the belt and now steps back up off the mound. And wants to reset himself. Means we get more sound effects. Can't say that the sound effects man is not putting in the work. 2-2 to Campbell. Downstairs, that one skips away from McGahan. Throw down a third, not in time. So a good read there by Munson. Wild pitch, and now Solon is only 90 feet away. Another mistake by the Axemen's defense, and it will be 4-2 Greenville. Campbell's worked it full. He'll see an eighth pitch in this at bat. Here it comes. Out of play. Campbell will see a ninth pitch. And now look at Dennis Cook down there. Dennis Cook is trying to show Solon Munson how to take a secondary lead. That must have been what he was barking at him when he was down at second. It's not as important at third, but could be on a wild pitch. 3-2 to Campbell. Down and away, ball four. Campbell works a 9-pitch walk. Great at bat by Saborn. And now runners on the corners, and we're back to the top of the order in Aiden Hill, who has a hit and a run scored in his last time up. That was funny down there. Dennis Cook got out in front of Solon Munson and skipped down the third base line to try to show him how to take a secondary lead. And was looking at him like, come on, man, this stuff is important in a one-run game. So fifth man to hit in the inning is Hill, and Bruno tries to pick off Campbell, who's back in with a dive. Saborn certainly doesn't want to be picked off to make the last out of the eighth inning. 3-2 Greenville, top of the eighth. Runners on the corners and two men out. Bruno to Hill, and instead back at Campbell again. And Campbell again gets dirty and is back in safely. Corbin Shaw holding him on. Ortiz, the third baseman, playing behind Solon Munson. First pitch of the sequence to Aiden Hill. This one is ripped down the right field line. Long run for Queck. Still going. That ball is off the wall. Munson scores. Campbell's being waved around third. He is going to score. Two RBIs and two huge insurance runs for Aiden Hill in Greenville. Two more two-out runs for the Flyboys, and now a three-run lead. That is just what the doctor ordered here late in the game. Give Aiden Hill RBIs 10 and 11. Munson scores his seventh run of the year. Campbell scores for the second time in this game, his sixth run of the year. And now Tyler Cerny, who had the first RBI of the game for Greenville in the last inning. First pitch to Cerny, that one's way high. Dirt pops off the mitt of McGahan. Hill just missed a home run. As that ball hit off the middle of the fence out there, just below the scoreboard, which is out in right field. 1-0 pitch to Cerny. One stays high. Flyboys had no hits through their first five innings, but since then they picked up at least two in every frame, and they now have eight of them in the game. 2-0 to Cerny. That one's foul back. It's kind of what Burlington did to Greenville the other night. Burlington was one hit through seven innings, and then uncorked eight hits and nine unanswered runs in the last two innings. Greenville with eight hits and five unanswered runs here in this game. 2-1. This one is sent in the air out to center field. That's going to chase Booker back, and it's going to be the first chance for Kyle in this game. He's going to put it away to retire the side, but two more two-out RBIs, this time for Aiden Hill, who expands the Greenville lead to 3-5-2 Flyboys as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
Okay.
5-2 Flyboys, bottom of the eighth, as Greenville leads Kingsport. And Cameron O'Bannon comes into this game. O'Bannon will try to pick up a six-out save. He takes over for Jack Dyke. He goes three innings, allows four hits, one run, no walks, five strikeouts, an excellent outing for Jack Dyke. The only mar was a Danielle Ortiz home run. So here comes Cameron O'Bannon, University of Texas. Hook 'em horns for Cameron, who wears his Longhorn shoes out there. O'Bannon with a 7.59 ERA through five appearances for Greenville. He's been much better out of the bullpen than he has starting. He's started two games and made three appearances out of the pen. 10 2/3, 7 hits, 10 runs, 9 earned, 12 walks, 15 strikeouts. And O'Bannon has one save. So O'Bannon, if he can pick up the final six outs, will pick up his second save. He is a 6'2", 185-pound right-hander. And he was a freshman at Kansas this past season. He'll kick around on the mound with his burnt orange shoes, which almost match the dirt here at Hunter Wright Stadium. Mike Mancini, left-hander. He scored once and reached base once in this game, and O'Bannon fires a fastball off the plate outside. O'Bannon, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider, fastball right around 90, 1-0. Outside, 2-0. His changeup is right around 80. His slider is in the low to mid-80s, and his curveball is in the upper 70s. 2-0 pitch to Mancini. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that time on the outer half that Mancini cut and missed at. Two Mancini. Fastball right there. 2-2. Flyboys just need six more outs after they scored five unanswered runs. 2-2 to Mancini. Swing and a miss. Cameron O'Bannon fans Mike Mancini to start the eighth.
The third baseman, number 27.
Ninth strikeout in this game for the Kingsport Bats. And now Danielle Ortiz. Danielle Ortiz teed off on Jack Dyke his last time up. Hit a home run, 403 feet, 101 miles an hour off the bat, at a launch angle of 31 degrees out to left center field. First pitch to Ortiz. Bender, strike one. Like a good curveball that time from O'Bannon, who had Ortiz off balance early on. 0-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. O'Bannon playing well right now. He's changing speeds, he's changing locations, and he's threatening to strike out back-to-back hitters to start the eighth. 0-2 to Ortiz. That one misses low. That's a good changeup that time from O'Bannon ahead in the count. Again, everything doesn't have to be a strike, especially 0-2 and 1-2. That's a good pitch there. Ortiz almost chased it. Now you can do whatever you want. You go back to the fastball, maybe the curveball, 1-2. Is a breaking pitch that Ortiz is ahead of. He rips it down the left field line, but that's a foul ball. It's a bit of a hanger that time from Cameron. He got away with it. See if he goes back to the fastball. 1-2 pitch. Fastball, that one is overcooked and pulled off the plate outside. Ortiz 1-for-2 in this game with two RBIs, including that home run. 2-2 to Ortiz. This one is tapped softly left side of the infield. Pillow was playing way back. He charges in, and he has no play. He throws that one away. That one skips off the railing, but no further advance by Ortiz. Pillow was playing way back with the power bat of Danielle. So it'll be an infield hit for Ortiz. And a runner on first and one man out for Corbin Shaw. Shaw doubled his last time up.
The first baseman, number 32.
Shaw is 1-for-3. Shaw will twirl a black bat around in his hands before steadying it with his red batting gloves over his right shoulder. And await the pitch from O'Bannon, which is fouled straight back. Ortiz over at first, held on by Nick Barone in a 5-2 Flyboys game, bottom of the eighth. A one pitch to Shaw. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is grounded softly, foul past third. So Danielle will have to retreat back to first base. O-2 pitch to Corbin Shaw, and instead to first. Back standing up is Ortiz. O-2 pitch to Shaw. And misses just a bit down and in. One-two pitch to Corbin Shaw. Take a seat. Got him with a breaking pitch, and O'Bannon has two strikeouts here in the eighth inning.
Number 30, McGahan
will be the final hope for Kingsport here in the eighth inning. McGahan with a walk in the second, a triple in the fourth, and a strikeout looking in inning number six. O'Bannon to McGahan. One drops in for a called strike. Flyboys in the ninth while Mosh, Dragu, and Barone. 0-1 pitch to McGahan. Outside, 1-1. Bannon again paws at the mound with his Longhorn burnt orange shoes. Toes the rubber with his right foot, sets with his left, and fires a pickoff over at Danielle Ortiz, who's back in standing up once more. Again, steadies the bat on his right shoulder. Now brings it over top with his white batting gloves and awaits a 1-1, rips it into left field. That's in between shortstop and third. And now Kingsport will bring the tying run to the plate.
Now batting number one, Cole Swift
will bat again here. Bat for the first time here in the eighth inning. He came on as a pinch runner in inning number seven for Ryan McCarthy, who had a base hit preceding that. So first AB for Cole Swift in this game, who's now the designated hitter. Two on, two out. Pitch from O'Bannon. This one's popped up, out of play, off to the right. And now Munson's going to come out and chat with O'Bannon. Cole Swift batting an even 250. 16 for his first 64, 15 runs, 8 men knocked in, 6 walks, 16 strikeouts, an OPS at 683 for Swift. So far, Cole Swift does have one home run. Home run here would tie the game. 0-1 to him, swing and a miss, fastball right on by, 0-2. O'Bannon needs one more strike to send this game to the ninth. O-2. He couldn't stop himself. Cameron O'Bannon strikes out the side here in inning number 80. Strands a couple of base runners. On to the ninth. Flyboys 5, Axemen 2.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project. Top of the ninth, Flyboys with five unanswered runs, and they now lead 5-2 as they will see the fifth Kingsport pitcher in this game. That man will be Willie Weiss. 6'3", 225 for Weiss, right-handed hurler. Attends Clemson University, and at Clemson he had an even 7.00 ERA over nine innings. So far for Kingsport, no record for Weiss and a 7.71 ERA. He's making just his third appearance. So far he's allowed two earned runs, two hits. He's walked five, he's struck out four. So Willie Weiss will pitch here in the ninth inning. Jack Mosh will be the man to greet him first here in the ninth. Jack Mosh, a rare game where he hasn't reached base. Came in with an on-base percentage of 500, but he's grounded out three times and he's flied out once. Weiss sets at the belt, brings it to Mosh outside. .102 Mosh outside again, 2-0. Mosh with 15 walks this season, just 8 strikeouts. .20. Top of the zone, strike one. Weiss was born in Portland, Oregon, and played baseball for multiple years at Michigan. 2-1. Outside, three balls and a strike. Willie Weiss throws a fastball in the low to mid-90s, a slider and a changeup. 3-1. One drops downstairs, so Jack Mosh will reach base. It's tough to hold that man down for five plate appearances. Lead-off walk here in the ninth, and that will bring Joel Dragu up to the plate. Dragu with the biggest hit in this game so far, a two-run homer off the top of the left field fence that bounced over toward our bus and gave Greenville a 3-2 lead. Since then, they've added on thanks to an Aiden Hill double. It's 5-2. First pitch from Weiss to Dragu. That one is way inside, all the way to the backstop. And Jack Mosh will race to second on a wild pitch. Weiss's numbers at Michigan, 9-6 with a 3.67 ERA. Held opponents to a 1.96 batting average. And he was the number one player coming out of Oregon as ranked by Perfect Game out of his class. And now Weiss is going to step off. And he needs to get a new baseball as McGahan is out there. Guess Weiss went to his mouth there.
So a meeting between McGahan and Weiss. Mosh on second base. He walked to start the ninth inning and got to second on a wild pitch. Weiss is now kicking around behind the mound. Climbs back up on the hill, toes it with his right foot, puts his left foot way out in front, sets it, bends at his knees, kicks his left leg, and brings it. That one is high to Dragu, 2-0. Nowhere near. That one skips up there. 3-0. Bluefield leads Pulaski 5-0 in game two of their doubleheader, 7-inning game. Danville now leads Princeton 8-3. That game's in the eighth. Burlington now leads the River Riders 6-2. That game is in the ninth. And Johnson City already defeated Bristol today 10-2. 2-0 pitch to Dragu, actually 3-0, and now 4-0. So back-to-back walks for Willie Weiss here in the ninth as Greenville threatens for more. So Johnson City, 19-8. They are guaranteed to have at least a four-game lead going into seven-inning Sunday tomorrow. However, the River Riders are in danger of losing, and so is Kingsport right here. So it might be a five-game lead for Johnson City. And Greenville trying to remain seven games back. Batter now is Nick Barone. He is 1-for-4. And Barone takes down. So back-to-back walks. And now Weiss misses to Barone. There is a righty starting to loosen for Kingsport. 1-0-2 Barone. Big swing and a foul ball off to the left, 1-1. One-one pitch to Barone. Swing and a miss. Good pitch that time from Weiss. Looked like the slider, perhaps. Bit tough to see pitches from where we are situated here in the press box, honestly. About 100 feet up and about 200 feet back from home plate. And there's netting in the way, along with some windows. One of them is open up here. I'm leaning out. Trying to see if I can catch a foul ball here late in this game. 1-2 pitch to Barone. Big swing and a miss. So Weiss walks back-to-back men to start his outing, but then strikes out Nick Barone. And one man out here in the top of the ninth. Johnny Pilla will be next. Another good game for Pilla. Pilla had a three-hit game last night against Burlington. He has a two-hit game, and he's reached base three times in four appearances here against the Axemen. Two singles and a walk. Right on left, Weiss brings it. This one is sent into center field. Another chance for Kyle Booker, who checked in the eighth. He catches it. Two men out. Runners on first and second, two men out, top of the ninth, 5-2 Greenville. Howie Boxley here with you as Austin Bodie will dig into the left-handed batter's box. Bodie has walked two times, he's reached on a fielder's choice, and he struck out looking. White sets and brings it to Bodie. This one is grounded softly, left side, diving play by Mays White. He has no play. But a nice job by White to keep that ball on the infield. If he doesn't, Jack Mosh likely scores. So it's going to be an infield hit for Austin Bodie, and the bases are going to be full of flyboys here in the ninth. Solon Munson so far in this game, 1-for-4. Two ground outs, a foul out. He singled and scored back in the eighth inning. I think Munson had to throw off his gear quickly as he had some of it on with two men out. So big chance here for Munson to try to extend Greenville's lead. First pitch from Weiss outside. Weiss has already walked two in this inning. Of course, another walk would mean a sixth Greenville run. 1-0 pitch to Solon. That one's high, 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Munson chased one that was down and out of the zone. Again, these two teams will play tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock for 7-inning Sunday. 2-1 pitch to Munson. This one is hit on the ground, out to second. Charging and fielding that is Mancini. And he will throw out Munson to retire the side. So Greenville will strand the bases loaded here in the ninth. They will go to the bottom with a 3-run lead. 5-2 Flyboys as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus. A TV host who wanted to be your neighbor. Or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption. Inspiration. These people just did their best, and they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500.
The ninth, Greenville trying to complete a comeback win against the Kingsport Axemen. Greenville was held headless through the first 5 1/3 innings, but they've come on with 5 runs and 9 hits in their last 4 innings. And Cameron O'Bannon is back out there to try to pick up a 6-out save. Ryan Miller, the first man to greet him, he's in the 7-0. 7-0 has struck out all 3 times. Twice it was Peyton Allen, once it was Miller. So second plate appearance for Ryan, and he takes outside 1-0. O'Bannon from the windup, 1-0 to Miller. Just missed, 2-0. Don't want to start walking people in a 3-run game. To Miller. It's big swing and a miss. Ryan chased up and out of the zone. That was ball 3. O'Bannon struck out the side in the 8th inning, also allowed 2 singles. 2-1 pitch to Miller. One misses inside, 3 balls and a strike. Mays White scheduled to be next. To Miller. Outside, ball 4. Leadoff walk in a 3-run game. Come on, Cameron, make him hit it. Mays White is 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a single his last time up. O'Bannon checks on Miller. Sets at his belly button, brings the pitch. White shows bunt and bunts it foul. 0-1. Interesting there. Didn't really look like Mays was trying to bunt for a base hit either. He squared around, tried to push it up the first base side, but he wasn't going anywhere in a hurry. Of course, you wouldn't expect a sacrifice in a three-run game in the ninth inning. A one pitch to White. And that one hits him on the helmet. So all of a sudden, O'Bannon walks the first man, hits Mays White. And just like that, the tying run's coming up. And now that we're going to have a meeting at the mound as Dennis Cook popped out of the first base dugout and met up there with Munson and O'Bannon. Kevin Booker will get his second chance in this game. Kyle Booker. Two on, nobody out, bottom of the ninth, 5-2 Flyboys. O'Bannon has walked one, he's hit one, and now Kyle Booker's the tying run. O'Bannon sets and brings it. And that one just misses. Mark D'Amelio didn't bite it. A pitch that was near the outer third of the zone. One-0 to Booker. That one just missed outside. 2-0. O'Bannon getting squeezed a bit here by D'Amelio with the top of the order lurking. To Booker. This one has popped up out of play. It's a big strike one for O'Bannon. All infielders at double play depth. Two-one pitch to Booker. High 3-1. If O'Bannon lets another man reach, the winning run's going to come up. Three-one pitch to Booker. This one is popped up. That one is over the press box and out of play, and that'll run it full. Cameron toes the rubber with his burnt orange right shoe. Sets his left foot out in front. Sets near the belt, fires a 3-2. Broken back grounder back to O'Bannon. He's going to go to third for one, and that is all Greenville will get. Not a bad play by O'Bannon. Might have liked to see him go to second to try to start a double play, but nonetheless, Miller's going to be forced out 1-5 for out number one. Mays White will move up to second. Booker to first on the fielder's choice. And now Carson Queck will be the batter. So good play by O'Bannon to field his position. That was a slow roller that was headed out toward Mosh at second base. Carson Queck in the top of the order. Queck is 0 for 4. Two men on, one man out, 5-2 Greenville, bottom of the ninth. Pitch to Queck. Locks him up, strike one. Good off-speed pitch that time from O'Bannon. Oh, 1 to Queck. That one drops in for strike two. Couple of pitches that weren't straight, and Queck is quickly down to his final strike. O'Bannon sets, brings an 0-2 to Queck. Runners go, and the pitch is swung on and lifted to deep left field. Campbell going back, at the track, at the wall. He has just enough room. Seaborn Campbell caught that ball about 5 feet shy of a homer. Wow, deep breath. My goodness. That ball was hit high and deep to left center. Campbell tracked it down, and he caught it right in front of the wall. If he doesn't catch it, it hits off the base of the wall on the fly. Carson Queck missed tying the game by that much. That would have been a heck of a time for your first home run for Carson Queck, but it's not to be. And it's two on and two out for Mike Mancini. Mancini has one home run this season. Right on left, Flyboys just need one more out. Pitch to Mike. Strike one. My goodness. Carson Kwek. Tried to pull a Kwek one on us. One pitch to Mancini. One darts down and in. Backhand stab by Munson. Ball and a strike. One to Mancini. Drops in. Strike two. Greenville a strike away from winning game one here in Kingsport. White on second, Booker on first. Mancini at the plate, O'Bannon on the mound. 1-2. Lifted down the left field line, long run for Campbell. That is a foul ball. It's on the warning track. That was about 15 feet left of being extra bases and a run or two for Kingsport. O'Bannon sets. 1-2 pitch to Mancini. Just missed the outside corner. Five to two Greenville. Bottom of the ninth. Deuces wild here. Two on, two out. And a 2-2 count for Mancini. O'Bannon brings it. Runners go. Pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow left field. Long run for the shortstop, Cerny. He's got it. And that's the ball game. Greenville with a comeback win. 5-2 over Kingsport on Saturday night.
And that's the ball game. Your final game summary for the Flyboys. Five runs.
We'll tally up some final totals for you and get you set for seven innings Sunday. Great win for Greenville tonight.
We'd like to invite everyone back to Hunter Wright Stadium tomorrow night as your Axemen finish their fight against the Flyboys in seven innings of action-packed baseball. Gates will open at 3:30 for season ticket holders and 4 o'clock for the general public. First pitch will be at 5 o'clock.
So here we go. The Greenville Flyboys snap a four-game losing streak by beating Kingsport by a final score of 5-2. Greenville improves to 13-16. They will remain seven games back. In the Western Division, they are now 7-7 on the road and 3-2 against the Kingsport Axemen. They are 8-11 within the division. Greenville scores five runs on nine hits, five unanswered. One error and 12 men left for the Flyboys. The Axemen dropped this game. They are now 15-14 and five games back. They are now 9-6 at home, 8-11 as well. Inside the division for Mike Gwynn's squad, they scored two runs on seven hits, no errors, and eight men left on base. Jack Dyke with three great innings in relief. He allows four hits and just one earned run. He picks up the win. He's 2-1 on the season. Ricky Reed gives up the two-run homer to Joel Dragu. That gave Greenville the lead for the first time. He takes the loss. It's Ricky Reese's second loss of the season. He's 1-2. Cameron O'Bannon comes in the eighth inning. He picks up the final six outs of this game. And credit Cameron with his second save of the summer. Time of game, 2 hours and 56 minutes. It was a fun one from Kingsport. We'll do it all over again starting tomorrow at about 4:50 Eastern time. We'll play seven innings. Until then, I've been Howie Boxley calling Greenville Flyboys Baseball. I hope that all of you have a great rest of your Saturday night. And as always, stay fly.